on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, it's Lucy Hickmott.
The Home Secretary is denying a rise in violent crime in England and Wales is down to police cuts, even though a leaked report from her own office suggests that. Amber Rudd's been asked about the document as she announced a new crackdown on the problem.
Well, it's simply not the case to pin the increase in serious violence that we've had on anything except the very complex layered problems that we've been looking at.
New proposals include asking websites to remove violent content and making it harder to buy knives online.
KMFM News.
The jury at the trial of five teenagers accused of killing a 17-year-old in Medway has now been sworn in. Kyle Yule was stabbed in East Street in Gillingham when rival gangs clashed last October. A 19-year-old, three 17-year-olds and a 16-year-old have all denied murder. The case will open tomorrow. A Kent MP says a suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria was a deliberate attack on civilians. At least 70 people are thought to have died in the east of the country. Tunbridge and Morling's Tom Tugendhat is chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee.
This is a deliberate attempt to murder those sheltering. So it's predominantly women and children who have been killed, of course, and it's absolutely horrific to see the effects of these vile weapons.
Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has also been speaking about it with his French counterpart and says there must be a strong and robust international response.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
We'll start to find out from today if our Facebook data was taken without us knowing. 87 million people, including a million in the UK, whose info might have been shared with Cambridge Analytica, will get a message in their newsfeed. The British firms accused of misusing the data to try and influence elections. Police say a person who died on the M20 at the weekend was an 18-year-old man. He was hit by a lorry near to Lunsford Lane Bridge in Larkfield near Maidstone on Saturday night. The death's not being treated as suspicious, but officers still want to hear from any witnesses or drivers with dashcam footage. Firefighters are trying to work out how a car caught alight in Ashford in the early hours of this morning. The blaze in Jack Dunbar Place destroyed the vehicle and also damaged two cars nearby. Barriers and parking signs have gone up outside the London hospital where the Duchess of Cambridge will have her third child. Kate and William say they don't know if it's a boy or a girl. The baby's due sometime this month. And KMFM's been told more pets are travelling through Folkestone's Eurotunnel terminal than ever before. Figures show up to 1,000 animals like cats and dogs can travel to and from the continent from there per day. Commercial Director Joe Willis says they're seeing the numbers increase every year as more of us realise it's possible.
It's a sensible thing to do. It's so pet friendly when you get to France in particular, the hotels, the restaurants. You can't walk down the streets without making lots of new friends. It's the simplicity of it, but it's also the joy that you get from doing it.
Almost 750,000 owners currently have a pet passport for their dog. You can also watch a report on this at kentonline.co.uk.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Adam Jamili says he's gutted not to be able to compete for Team England in the final of the 100 metres at the Commonwealth Games in Australia. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the sprinter from Dartford has had to withdraw after getting injured in yesterday's semi-final. It's been better news for Maidstone gymnasts Courtney Tunnock and James Hall, though. They've won silver in the vault and horizontal bar, respectively. And over the weekend, Georgia May Fenton got gold in the uneven bars. Mum and Dad, Lisa and Trevor, watched at home in Gravesend.
It brought a tear to my eye. I still can't believe it. I'm just over the moon.
I get so nervous and she picks it up from me, so she's better with her team.
Meantime, weightlifter Owen Boxall, who lives in Dartford, has got a bronze medal in the men's 105kg category, but England's Adam Peaty has suffered a surprise defeat in the 50-metre breaststroke swimming final at the Games. The world record holder was beaten by South Africa's Cameron Vandenberg. Peaty had to settle for silver ahead of teammate James Wilby. Elsewhere, English gymnast Niall Wilson won a third gold and his fifth medal overall after defending his horizontal bar title. Teenager Alice Kinsella became champion in the women's beam event and James Wilstrop won gold in the squash men's singles.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.